Thank you for agreeing to become focus group leaders. My name is Natalie Johari and I'm the key researcher for the Round Square research project taking place at your school. I hope you've had an opportunity to read through the focus group leader training pack. This video builds on that pack by explaining a little bit more about the aims of the research project and the role of the focus group within it. It contains some further examples and pointers to help you successfully run your own focus group session. So let's get started. We felt it was important to train students rather than teachers as focus group leaders for two main reasons. Students, even if you are older than the participants, have a degree of commonality with each other. You have a shared experience of being students at school. You might be closer in age, be more familiar with student areas such as dorm rooms, canteens, and recreational areas. Importantly, you are also not in a position of authority in the same way as teachers. We wanted to avoid students saying what they thought teachers wanted to hear, and also to avoid teachers subtly influencing what students said. As a focus group leader, we therefore want you to put participants at ease by appearing a bit more like them, rather than being someone with a lot more power and authority. This positioning is important to how you run focus group sessions. You should come across more like an older brother or an older sister rather than a teacher or a researcher. You could stress your sameness by using inclusive terms such as at our school or what we need to do now. Sit at their level around the table with them rather than apart. If conversations slow or get really stuck, you could refer to your own experience as students, reflecting on trips you remember or activities you were involved in order to start conversations flowing again. The icebreaker question and your own contribution is also there to make you appear part of the group rather than outside of it. An additional advantage is that you also have your own experiences and understanding of what the six ideals might look like in your school. These ideals include internationalism, democracy, environmentalism, adventure, leadership, and service. But it might be the case that in your school the same ideal is described in a different way. Particularly something like service, some schools might actually use the term community volunteering instead. Have a think about whether the six ideals are recognisable terms in your school and if we might need to change them a bit more. We can discuss this in our follow-up session on Skype. There are two main points to note in relation to getting your role and positioning right. These are location and body language. Firstly, location. It's important to pick a neutral place, somewhere where students will feel most comfortable, but also where you will not be continually disturbed. This could be a closed student canteen room, a library study room, or an unoccupied classroom. Ideally, you don't want to be overlooked by teachers or be near a busy window. Think about how you will position the chairs, tables, and what will put people most at ease. Secondly, body language. When we are genuinely interested in what people are saying, we show it through our body language. Tilting our head, sitting forward, looking at them, nodding and smiling. We might use encouraging comments. That's interesting, that's a good point, I hadn't thought of that. You should try to incorporate all these elements, but the easiest way to do it is actually to cultivate a genuine interest in what your participants are saying. View the participants as the experts. They are the experts on their own experience. And after all, you want to learn about school from their perspective. They know more than anyone else. And they may see things from a totally different angle to yourself. There are a number of things that you should also avoid. Checking your watch, yawning, looking away, thinking about what you need to ask next. Also, don't rush people. Give them time to think and answer. Silence with a smile is your friend in these type of situations because it shows that you are expectantly waiting for them to speak. It is a difficult skill to learn because you have to demonstrate that you are listening to them, but also gently get them on track and in time without looking like what they say is irrelevant. Don't assume too much. Always get the person to explain a little more rather than assuming you understand their point. You might feign being a bit naive about a subject. Say you have limited understanding to encourage them to explain in more detail. Apart from your positioning and body language, the second area that is important to running a successful focus group is understanding the key aims of the research. Knowing when to get participants to expand on their question and when they might be going off topic requires that you understand what it is that you want to get out of the focus group session. So what is the research about? There are only two key questions to this research project. Firstly, we want to know which ideals students come into contact with at your particular school. What does this look like? Are they about certain activities? Are they just school mottos and aspirations? Are they particular experiences? Or something harder to pinpoint, like a type of personality or a characteristic that school is trying to encourage students to develop. Do they only affect students in certain year groups? The second question is, which ideal are most valued by students? How important are these experiences, activities, or values to students? Which ones are most important and why? For example, a 12-year-old may be most concerned with environmentalism because of his recycling at home, and it is a particular issue that he's worried about. But a 16-year-old may be more interested in leadership opportunities because they are thinking about their futures. We are most interested in which ideals students think are most important to them and why. Each of the focus group tasks aims to get students talking in order to answer these two research questions. Task one is think of an activity for each of the ideals cards. This is a simple activity to ease people into participating. It also clarifies that everyone knows what each of the terms mean. In preparation, you might want to think about potential answers. Ideally, you should allow participants to come up with them themselves. But if they get really stuck, you could suggest an activity example and ask, "Is this an activity that you get involved in your year group?" Or, "Have you heard about the adventure or service opportunities that you get to go on in year 11? Is there something similar that has the same spirit of adventure for younger students?" The ranking activities in task 2 and 3 are probably the most important in terms of answering our two main research questions. Which does the school do best, and which is the most important for students? This last question allows participants to speak about students more generally, but they might want to speak more about which is most important to them. This is completely fine. Allow time to listen to the various ways students decide which is most important. What are their justifications? Which ones do they disagree over? Be careful to check that no one person is dominating the choice. There should be at least some level of disagreement. If not, be sure to get them to explain why they have placed each card higher or lower than the other. Task 4 is about personal experiences. This is important for understanding why students find a particular one of the ideals valuable. Be sure to encourage everyone to participate in this. You might want to consider having a practice run with a few friends just so that you are familiar with asking the questions and the type of responses you might get. Finally, a few practical notes. Why have two focus group leaders? Each focus group leader performs a slightly different role in the focus groups. Choose one person to be the main leader and one to be the assistant. Swap roles for each session. The role of the main leader is to lead the session. You will deal with the main introductions, direct the activities, and ask the main questions. The assistant is in charge of the video, sound recording equipment, and note-taking. The assistant also has an additional function as second listener. It can be very difficult to listen to answers and ask questions at the same time. There's nothing more distracting to participants than giving an answer when it is clear that the interviewer is not really listening to them, but is thinking about what they need to say next. In such a situation, the assistant can play an additional role by listening and potentially adding follow-up questions in response to what participants have said. For example, getting someone to expand on a particular interesting point. The assistant might also be able to spot when someone is not participating as much and encourage them to speak by asking them for their opinion directly. It is very much a team approach. It is up to you to decide what you think will work best for your particular pair. But do always make clear who is the main focus group leader for the participants to follow. Just a short note on timekeeping. Timekeeping should be watched by both leaders, although it is the assistant who will usually be able to keep an eye on it much more. It is also important that we get as clear as possible recording of the conversations. Please test out your video camera and web camera options before recording the session. Note-taking during the session serves as a safety net in case the recording fails. But if you have access to a voice recorder, you could also use that as a backup device. Finally, I hope that giving you the background to what it is we want to find out from this research and why specifically we chose students to train as focus group leaders should give you the confidence to shape the focus group as you see fit. Some questions to think about before our Skype session. So the next step is to arrange a time for a quick Skype group call. Please email me on nd403@cam.ac.uk with a suitable time. This information is also in your packs. I'd like you to think about three questions which we can discuss during the Skype call. Firstly, do the six ideals translate to recognisable terms in your school, or do we need to change any of the labels? Can you foresee any problems? So, for example, with location, equipment, or recruiting student participants. And finally, do you have any additional questions or concerns you want to discuss with me? Thank you.